Morning, Boker Tov. Today's daf is Nazir Daf Nun Ches. Nazir Nun Ches, we left off Nun Zayin on the base, right towards the bottom of the page. The three lines up at the bottom. Leim HaKofes Kolbarish. Today's daf is going to focus very much on the Shas topic of Asay Deich Leis Asay, Asay Deich Leis Asay. It's going to be based primarily around, most of the daf is based around two braises that we're going to quote right in the beginning of the daf, the first words of the daf. And then the end of the daf goes on to the topic of the Silbush, the Isser of a man to behave or dress like a woman, and vice versa. I'm not sure if we'll get to that today, but that's the end of the daf. But let's just get our bearings. We had discussed in the Mishnah that you had two Nazirim, and someone said to these two Nazirim that one of you became Tameh, not sure which one of you became Tameh, and they both now have this obligation to figure out which one, well, they're not going to figure out which one is Tameh, which one wasn't, but to take care of the possibility they became Tameh. So we said between the two of them, they end up bringing one carbon of Tumah, one giluach of tuma, and they also end up bringing for each one of them a naziris patara, kabarnas of tara. But the point is, the ish can end up doing two giluach. They'll do a giluach for tuma and a giluach for tara. The question is, when you do giluach, you're shaving off all the hair in the head, and shaving off all the hair in the head includes shaving off the payas. Shaving off the payas is an iser of batakifu. Now, if it's obligation, which we'll see actually more about that coming up in a moment, if it's obligation, then okay, mela. But if it's not an obligation, if it's not absolute chiyuv, why is there an allowance for them to shave off all the hair in the head just to satisfy the possibility that they were nazir tamei? That was the more question. The more answers, Shmuel says, you're right. We're not talking about a man. A man has an iser of cutting off the payas of his head, and therefore the man will not have this eitzah of doing an extra giluach just to be sure that he was the one that became tamei, or in case he was the one that became tamei, the extra giluach mesafik would not work according to Shmuel for a man. What's the Mishnah talking about? For a woman who doesn't have this sir batakifu, or for a katan who again is not mitzvah in mitzvah. So talking about that for a woman or for a katan was a separate conversation. Is there an iser for the person who's cutting the hair of the katan? We'll leave that for now. But that was Shmuel's answer. On that, the Gemara infers, Shmuel must hold hakafas kol ha'reish shmo hakafa. The fact that we're dealing with, and we're saying that stafka, a woman, or a child, and not a man, because there's an iser here, must mean that the iser of cutting off the payas applies not just when one rounds off the payas of the head, the sides of the head, and leaves the hair on top. The iser applies even if he's removing all the hair in the head. I could have heard as far that one removes all the hair in the head. There's no iser of hakafas reish, because you're not rounding it off, you're just shaving all the hair in the head. Obviously, Shmuel holds, no, the Isser of Batakifu applies, the Isser of cutting off the payas applies, whether I'm cutting off just the payas, or I'm cutting off all the hair in the head, the Isser applies. That was the Gemara's inference from Shmuel in yesterday's learning. Okay, the Gemara brought a discussion related to perhaps a mission later as well. Let's leave that for now. So, says the Gemara now. Lema, third line from the bottom of the page. Lema, let us say, this discussion, whether Akafas Kalaresh is called Akaf or not, is Tanahi. This discussion whether shaving off all the hair in the head is also part of the Isser of cutting off the payas, let us say that's a machlekes between in the following two braises. Why? The Tanah Rabbanan. We learned in the braises as follows. Here's braise number one. Reishai, this is a pasuk, of course, by Metzaira. It says that a Metzaira has to cut off all the hair in his body, and then it specifies, this is going to be a little bit of a chazar we had earlier in Masechta. The pasuk by Metzaira says to shave off all the hair in the body, and then it specifies cutting off the hair from Reishai, and we'll have shortly later in the Gemara today as well, it'll specify cutting off the hair from Ziknai. But right now we're focused on Reishai. And the question is, why did the pasuk by Metzaira specify Reishai? It says cut off all the hair in the body. Why is it specify Reishai? Says the Gemara, Braisa number one, Tana Rabbanan Reisha Batam Lam, why say Reisha by Metzaira? Obviously, it's part of the hair on the body. Lefi Shnema, let's say Kipas Reisha, because you have a pasuk in general, a regular lav, not to cut off the payas. Everyone, every yid, has a lav, an iser, of cutting off the payas. And therefore, I would think, tap of, Nunuches Ben Aleph, Yachal Afetzer, Kedah, I would think even by Metzaira. When it says cut off all the hair in the body, it means cut off all the hair in the body besides for the payas. Tav Lam Reisha, therefore, Tisim Reisha, which would essentially be this. First braisa is a basic drasha of asei deichalis asei. The asei of cutting off all the hair in the body by mitzayra is deicha deleisei of lasakifu, and the word reishai was specified to teach me an idea of asei deichalis. This would be a source for asei deichalis. Again, the mitzvah of mitzayra to cut off all the hair in the body, including the hair in the head, is deicha deleisei of cutting off the payas. That is braisa number one. Again, it's braisa number one is teaching simply asei deichalis asei. It's very key to get these two braises clear because the whole daf is going to keep referring back to them. V'tan Yidah, Braisa number two. Reisha Batam Leimer, where Nunches Amin Aleph, when Nunchas Ben Aleph right on top of the page. Reishai Matav Leimer Lefisha Nemar Gabi Nazir Tal Deva Reishai. Why does it say Reishai Ben Mitzayra? Because the by Nazir the pasuk says there's an Isser to put a razor over his head. Yachol Af Nazir Mitzayra Kain. So I would think, let's say a Mitzayra is a Nazir. So now, according to this Paisa, the word Reishai is not going to teach me about every person getting rid of his pants. That's not the Chiddush. The Chiddush is a Nazir. A Nazir who, by the way, you should know this, a Nazir has both an Isser Asay and an Isser Leisasay, positive and negative commandment about not cutting his ear. Oh, not removing his ear with the razor. Says the Gemara, Yachol Af Nazir Mitzayra Kain, everything who knows Mitzayra also has this isser of tar le'avah reishay, tam le'mer reishay. Therefore, the Pasuk says, reishay, tell me, by a nazir mitzera, you do cut off all the hair on the body, even by a nazir mitzera, and the assay of the mitzera moving his ear is decha, the le'isasei va'asei, both le'isasei and assay of the nazir mitzera. Okay. Says the Gemara. So basically, the most fundamental difference is, in both cases, we're darshaning the word reishay by Mitzayra to say that you would have thought for some reason you're not going to cut off the payas, you're not going to cut off the hair in the head, and kamash when you do from the word reishay. But the first price is learning reishay to combat the general at lav of leisakifu pas reishchem sasei dech leisei. The second price is learning is coming to combat the lav and the assay of a nazir cutting his ear. Says the Gemara, what's the crux of the machlekes? How we define what we darsh with the word reishay? My lav tanai. The machlekes is our discussion from yesterday. Lamanda Nazir, the one who says that the Rashi is to come and teach me that Zaykha that say and they say of Nazir, you know why? He didn't need it to teach me about the general Issa of cutting off payas? Because Kasavar he owns. Kakafas Kalaresh Leishmakafa. He owns cutting off all the hair in the head is anyway not an Issa of Leisakifu. Cutting off all the hair in the head is not an Issa of cutting off the payas, because it's only when you cut off Tafka the payas and you leave the rest. If you cut off all the hair in the head, you're not able to Leisakifu. And therefore that didn't need a drasha. So the Pasuk of Rashi came, Lamitri. The pasuk of Reishay by Mitzera came to tell me that there's a mitzvah from Mitzera to cut off the ear, even against the Isser by a Nazir, which includes Leisei Vasei, the Idach and the first Baisa, Savar Kafas Kal Reishay Makafa. The Baisa uses Reishay to teach me that there's no Isser of Leisei Kifu. We push away the Isser of cutting off the payas for Mitzera, because he holds that Hakafas Kal Reishay is called Akafa. It would be Isser, it needs a Drasha. He has a call, the Lav Greda, and therefore the pasuk comes to just push away Lav Greda. So the moment is suggesting the basis for the Machlaik is whether the Drasha of Reishay by Mitzera is teaching me just asay dechleisasei alone, or asay dechleisav asay of nazir, is based on the fact whether or not we need a drasha for the leisasei of cutting off the payas alone. If you hold a kafas kolareish, cutting off all the hair in the head is called akafa, is called an iser, then you need the drasha just for that, and that's the first brisa, and it's only teaching me asay dechleisasei. If you hold that's not called akafa, cutting off all the hair in the head, I don't need the reishay for that. It must be teaching me against nazir that even my nazir mitzera, you cut off the air, even though it's a say and let's say. That is the Gemara's suggestion. Amar Rava. So before we go to Rava, there's a very starka kasha on this topic from the Aruch Liner. The Aruch Liner, he actually is quoting from a sefer in Yivam Mustafa. The Aruch Liner quotes the following question: that we know a say is dech leisa say only beidna, only if at the time that I'm being either the leisa say or I'm being mekayim da'asei, that's what I'm being over the leisasei. But if I'm over the leisasei before I'm mekayim da'asei, we're not going to say say the leisasei. If I'm ready to be over the leisasei before I'm mekayim da'asei, we wouldn't say I say the leisasei. Ask the Aruch Liner, very shtark akasha. You're telling me that say of Mitzera cutting off all the air in his body, including the air in his head, including the payas, is derech leisasei of cutting off the payas. One is over cutting off the payas by cutting off just a couple of hairs by his payas, he's over the iser. One is not mekayim da'asei of removing all the hair of his head and all of his hair of his body by Mitzera, even if he leaves the hair of the head and the payas for last. So you get rid of the rest of the hair in his body. He left it for last, but still, he has to get rid of all the hair by the payas. The chayra, that is only taking place after he already has been over the iser by cutting off a couple of hairs by the payas. So the iser is coming before the kiyam asay, and we don't say, typically, we don't apply asay de chleisei if the leisei is being over prior to the asay. That is the kasha that the Aruch Liner brings from, again, I forgot the name of the sefer, in Yevam Estavei. So he quotes an answer from that same sefer that we're talking about a case where one side of the payas were missing. Sometimes people are missing parts of chunks of the hair. This guy was missing his hair by the payas on one side. So he only had one paya to remove, and therefore it's bidna. The problem Aruch Liner has is still, what do you mean? cutting the payas, just cutting a few of the payas hairs, he's even this of cutting his payas. Whereas the mitzvah is only fulfilled when he gets rid of all the hair in his head. So you still have the same issue. It's a little bit schwer, just because one side is missing. How does that help the problem? So Achaner wants to suggest a famous concept that when, as long as you're being Isaac in the Indian, that's called Be'idna. You're, as long as you don't stop, you don't. I mean, the Mar's going to discuss and take a break in a second. Then we'll actually bring it up. But it's the question of Ve'idna. As long as I'm in the middle of doing the mitzvah that I say of removing the hair from the body and all the hair from the head, even though I haven't finished fulfilling it yet, I'm in the middle of fulfilling it. That's good enough, and therefore that's called Aseh. Will be Deich Lesei. That is the Aruch Haner suggested. The Bechus Chinuch B'Shem Piskei Tais wants to suggest a different Eretz, that the idea of Ve'idna is not a requirement if there's no other option. Meaning, according to this teretz, we're not saying you're Isaac and then you're there for enough. No. Maybe there are scenarios where a person could be able to say, even though he's only going to be Mekayim the Aseh later, and it still works. That's scenarios. And what's that? That's as long as it's impossible otherwise to be Mekayim the Aseh, then we're not Makbaram Idna. So the idea is that as long as you could do them both at once, we're Makbaram Idna. But if it's impossible, if the Aseh cannot be Mekuyim till after Leisei is over, then you attack over Leisei first, and then you kind of say, and it's not a problem. It's only a problem when it's possible. In this case, it's not possible, and therefore, it's not a concern. That's what the Mechas Chinuch brings, B'Shem Piskei Tais. So two answers. Again, well, it's really three answers, but the Aruch Haner took issue with the first one. Again, one answer is that as long as being Isaac in the Aseh, that's called the Aseh of Leisei, even though I didn't complete the Aseh yet. The other answer is that no, we're talking about Makbaram Inna in a case where it's not possible. This gets into the biggest question. We're not going to focus on it. We don't have much time. We're not going to focus on it now, but the Esavis Ishbarbite, there's a mitzvah to eat all the meat of the Karm Pesach. Mitzvah to eat all the meat of Karm Pesach. Learning, of course, Pesach and Reisa. There's a mitzvah, and Pesach's coming up in a couple weeks. There's a mitzvah to eat all the meat of Karm Pesach. What about, but there's also a lav, etzem esishbur, by not to break the bone. So what about breaking the bone to get to the mayach, to get to the marrow inside the bone, to be mekayim, the say of eating all the meat in the Karm Pesach. So again, one of the discussions over there is, would you be able to be over the leisa say of breaking the bone of Esma Sishrabai to get to the meat? L'cha, you don't have be'inna. You don't have it at the time you're breaking the bone, you'd be eating the meat. So what would even be the sad to say, break the bone to get to the meat? L'cha, you don't have be'inna. That is one of the discussions there. So according to this idea from the Piskei Tais that the Mechas Chinuch bring, the idea would have been, the answer to that Nakuda would be that no, if the only way to get to the meat is to break the bone, even if you don't have be'inna, that would be okay. It's only when it's possible are we makbar be'inna. If it's not possible, not makbar be'inna. Again, it's a bigger conversation there. Actually, my oldest son, his shetel was, he was born on Pesach. His shetel was exactly on this topic of, of Pesach and whether it applies Pesach Rishon, Pesach Sheni. Okay. Says the Gemara further. Amar Rava. Very good. Here it is. Laizer Zeni Kreich. I'm not sure if it's right, but it's a nice chap. Laizer Zeni Kreich. That's not the pshat that when there's no other choice, Michas Chinuch Biskatesis, when there's no other choice, so you're allowed to be, I would like to say, even though it's not Bidna, that's called Bidna, because if there's no other way to do it, that's part of the say. If there's no other way to do it, that's part of the say, and therefore that's part of the, that would be called Bidna itself. Nice chap. I'm not sure. We have to verify if it's 100% correct. Okay. Amar Rava. So again, the Gemara wants to suggest the machleik is price number one. Price number two, we have to get this clear. Price number one is using the drasha, both drasha the same word. Reishe by mitzayir. What does it teach me? You have to cut off all the hair in the body. Why does it specify cutting off the hair in the head? One price says it's teaching me, even though you're cutting off the payas, you still cut it off. That's the chiddush by reishe mitzayir. Asay deichalisay. The second price says, no, it's teaching me something else. That even if the guy's a nazir, and a nazir has an isra say and an isra lay say not to cut the hair in his head, still a mitzera who's a nazir gets rid of the hair in his head. That's the second brisa. So we want to explain that the machlekes is whether or not we say a kafas kalavish kalakafa. The one who needs the drasha for a regular isra of payas, he holds a kafas kalavish, is still called a kafa, and therefore he needs a drasha for that. The one who uses the drasha for nazir held a kafas kalavish is not called a kafa. You don't even need a drasha for that. So Rava says no. Everyone agrees. I'll tell you, really, everyone's of the opinion that shaving off all the hair in the head, not like we said yesterday for Shmuel, shaving off all the hair in the head is not called an isser of rounding the head. It's not called an isser of leisakifu. The isser of leisakifu, of cutting off the payas, is when you only cut the payas and leave the other hair on top. If you're cutting off all the hair in the head, we're suggesting now, according to Rava, everyone agrees that would not be an isser of leisakifu. Aye. So, what's pshat in the pasuk? V'chiyasakra k'eche hikif v'psayf gila. Rav wants to suggest the case is where you pause the middle. You cut off the sides of the head, you cut off the payas, and took a break. And you only cut off the rest of the hair later. The shayla is, even the galchem chadzim le mechayev, kikav v'psayev kilechlam le mechayev. What we're saying by mitzer is the chiddush by mitzer is since the lach is if you cut off all at once, we're saying a kafas kol reish loishma kafas not necessary. The chiddush we're saying over here is that even if you pause in the middle, since he's destined to cut it all off because he has a mitzvah mitzera, cut off all the hair in his head, if vaita wouldn't be an issue, it wouldn't be a problem, even if he pauses in the middle. On that, ask the Gemara, that's very sure to say that. Are we making this drasha with the pasuk? Tell me if that's the case, that you let it pause in the middle, it's okay. I have Amrish Lakash. The Mura says, what do you mean? We have a cloud. This that we say, I say, is there to say. This that we say, that a positive commandment pushes away the lay say, is only we have no other choice. Rish Lakish's cloud is that if I have no other choice, I say, is there to say. But if I have a choice, if I don't have to be over the lay say, why would I be over the lay say? You have no rights. You don't have a license just to get rid of the lay say, be over the lay say for my say, if there's alternatives, if there's other options. Pausing. According to this Mahalik was saying now, and Rav is saying that everyone agrees that cutting off all the air in the head is not a lay to say. So the only reason there's a lay to say here is because I paused. What gives me a right to pause, have a lay to say, and say that my say is deicha? Whatever I do that, just cut off all the air once, and there won't be a lay to say. And therefore, that can't be the pshat. So the Mara now flips and says, okay. Ella to klal makafas kol reish makafa. The Mara still wants to deflect and say the machlekes in the brisas is not a machlekes whether or not hakafa of cutting off all the hair in the head is hakafa. We're going to say now, let's go like Shmuel had said yesterday, that hakafa, cutting off all the hair in the head, is taka, yes hakafa. It is an isser. Everyone agrees to that. That's not the machlekes. So what's the machlekes? In these two braces, Umad de Mukim Lakra, the Mithilesi Vasei, the one who used the Pasuk of Reisha Rabbi Seira to tell me to exclude, to tell me that even a Nazir has to shave the hair in his head, even though it's Lesi Vasei, Lav Great Manali. It must be that he already knew Asei is Lesi. He didn't need the Pasuk for cutting off the payas. That he knew already, and therefore he's using this for Nazir. How did he know Asei is Lesi? Famous Drasha, Yalf Megadilim. He learned from the Pasuk Gedilim by Tzitzis. Damar Kar, the Pasuk says, Lesi Vashanath. The Pasuk says over there that you should not wear, one should not wear this pasuk with the people in Kisaitse, one should not wear shatnas. The Tanya and the Brisa, in that same pasuk it says, Gedil, about, or right next to it, about Gedil and Taslacha, about, it's actually, I'll read the pasuk, I have it wrote down on the side of my page over here, Lesil b'shatnas temer pishtim yachtav, that is pasuk yid aleph, don't wear shatnas temer pishtim yachtav, and then pasuk yid beis is, Gedil and Taslacha, alabar kamfes kususcha asher techasapa. You should put Gedil and put these fringes on the strings, on the corner of your begad. So right after saying about not wearing shatnas, it talks about wearing gedilim. And we say, the juxtaposition, the fact that it's right next to each other teaches me, Tamar kol leisil b'shanes, v'tanya, leisil b'shanes, ha gedilim tas l'chamehem. That you shouldn't wear shatnas in general. Shatnas, of course, is wearing wool and linen together. That one's not allowed. One is not allowed to do. But when it comes to tzitzis, then it's okay. When it comes to tzitzis, let's say he has a linen begin and he wants to wear his wool tzitzis because tchilus particular is with wool. He wants to wear his wool tzitzis. So for there, we say that saying of wearing tzitzis is deicha leisa of shatnas. But you see the point. This is a source, a general source of asay deicha leisa say. So therefore, this Tana held, this Tana of the second Braisa, he held the Sezech Leisei, I know from Tzitzis. I don't need a pasuk to tell me that Mitzera cuts off the payas, a Sezech Leisei. It must be the pasuk by Mitzera is telling me, even a Nazir that's in Asei and a Leisei, he still cuts off all of his hair because of his Mitzera obligation, his mitzvah to cut off the hair. Okay. Uman Dafne Mereisha, ask Gemara 1 second. The one who Taka learns that the first price that learns Reisha by Mitzera is telling me that you cut off the hair even though you cut off the payas, and he's learned to say the place from there. Why did he not learn to say the place from the mitzvah of tzitzis? By the time he learned Afklei Megadilim, why did he learn from the pasuk of Megadilim the din of say the place? Answers the Gemara Amalach. He'll tell you the chiddush Rava Udasa. He'll tell you that pasuk over there is like Rava. The Rava is a stira. Ksiv v'das also sakanaf. It says the pasuk you should put on the tzitzis of the corner. We darshan min kanaf. You should put the same species, the same type of fabric as you have, the same fabric as you have for the corner, that should be the fabric of your tzitzis. Psiltchelas, uksiv, that should be a psiltchelas. Uksiv, tzemer pishtim yachtav. But it says tzemer pishtim yachtav, which is mashma, that tzitzis always have to be made from wool and linen. Wool or linen. So, what is it? Are tzitzis supposed to be made from the same material as the baguette itself? Like we have in the first line, that it's min kanaf, should be the psiltchelas? Or are we saying that it should be wool or linen? So if I'm wearing a cotton baggage, should I be wearing cotton tzitzis? Or should I be wearing wool or linen tzitzis? Okay, tzad, semra pishna paitan bay mimin bay shalem minan, shaminan, baminan paitan, shalem minan, ain't a paitan. The Mara says, the answer is very simple, that other materials, the way it works is, if I'm wearing a material X, as my beged, that same material could be used for my tzitzis. But I cannot use material Y for tzitzis on material X unless it's tzemer or pishtim, unless it's wool and linen. Wool and linen, they could work either on a wool or linen beged, or on other begadim, wool and linen could work as tzitzis on any type of beged. That is the chiddush, that why the Torah specifies wool and linen. Point is, once I'm making this drasha, it's no longer extra for my asei dechleis, and therefore I need to learn asei dechleis, according to this opinion, for the fact that a mitzairah shaves his head, even though he's shaving all the hair, including the payas. Before we go further, just say a little bit of a side conversation. We have a couple of chakiras on this topic. We're saying that the tzitzit should be min kana from the same species as the beged. That's all good. What if a person has a beged of katan, the full beged is katan? So okay, we're saying that the yudash that the tzitzit should be the same species, and we have a drasha that wool or linen tzitzit also work. What if you have the beged that's multi-material? You have the beged, the ikker beged is one material. But the corners themselves, I'm picking this case specifically, the corners are a different material. The drasha was that the tzitzit should be the same species as the kanaf. Is it dafka based on what the kanaf is, the corner? Or is it based on what the whole beged is? What's the main focus? Is it supposed to be the same material as the corner, or the same material as the ikker beged? Maisha is knighted to the sad that you go with the ikker beged. We're just saying that the tzitzit should be like the min kanaf, like the corner. Like the corner. The corner just represents what the beged is. But if most of the beged is species material A, and the corner happens to be material B, we still go after material A, even though it's not the corner, because it means the beged at large, not specific to the corners. That seems to be, I believe that's a Ramesh's psak on that Indian. And one other quick conversation about the chakir is, are we talking about the tzitzit being just the same material as the beged, as the corner and the beged overall, or also the same color? Is it sufficient just to be the same material, or is it kapeder for it to be both the same material and the same color? Lechatchila, we say it should be both. That if you're making tzitzis the same material as the material of the beged itself, it should be not just the same material, but also the same color. Lechatchila. Okay, so that's a bit further. Going back on the first Tana, who learned that the Reisha by Mitzera is coming to tell me that there's a, that the mitzvah of Mitzera to shave his head includes even the payas, even though against the law of cutting off payas, it's a say, that's it. Says the Gemara, how do we know that asay is dechleis vasay? Now in Shas, we typically don't say that. But in the Chorah, what the Gemara means to ask is by Mitzera. How do we know by Mitzera that the mitzvah Mitzera of cutting off the hair on his head will override the Isra asay leisay by a nazir? That's really the Gemara's specific question. Answers the Gemara, and this is, we're all familiar with this from way back early in the Masechta. Nafkle mizikni. We know by Mitzera it says shave all the hair of the body. Is a mitzvah to cut all the hair of the body. It then speaks out reishai, which we thought was extra, we've been using drasha. It also speaks that ziknai, reisha and ziknai. Ziknai is also extra. Ziknai, the time you learned to the pasta, we learned to the baisa, pasta says ziknai, but otherwise says ziknai, but it already says cut off all the hair on the body. The fish never pasta cut off the hair, because by kehanim, it says, this isser also by Malkam as well, but the Mara picks the isser by kehanim, where it says, pasta cut off the hair, he should not cut off the payas of his beard, that's the corners of the beard. Yachaf Mitzera Kain, I would think even a Kain who's a Mitzera has the same restriction. Tamalaymer Ziknai, therefore it's a Ziknai, that even though he's a Kain, even though he has an Isser, by the reason why I'm picking specifically a Kain, because a Kain has both an Isser Asay and a Lais Asay in cutting off the corners of his beard. So the Chiddush is that the Asay of Mitzera to cut off all the hair in his body overrides the Isser Asay and the Lais Asay of a Kain cutting off the corners of his beard. Says the Gemara. So now we have one man that we're learning from Reishai, Asay and Leisay, and one man that we're learning from Ziknai. Ask the Gemara, man the Mapik Lei Reishai, the one who used Reishai to teach me, Asay, the Leisay, that's Deich, Asay and Leisay. That was the second Maisa. Leith, Ziknai, why talk doesn't learn from Ziknai? Gemara responds very simple. Ultamei, according to your logic, learn from Ziknai. Why don't you learn to call Tarkula? Lotamei, the Kaim Lambamu, you normally hold Tapam Beis, Leis, Asay, the Dachi, Es Leisay, Vasay. The general rule is Asay is only Deich, Leisay. It's not Deich, Leisay, Asay. Why not? Leilif Mekayin, same question to you. Why don't you learn from this Kayin? Just like you asked me, why don't I learn from Ziknai? Learn from this Din of Kayin to Dachi. Ella, the reason why you're not learning from Kayin is Mekayin Le'alfinan. Why not? Malakayin Chikin Lav Sheshav Makol. Because the Isra by Kayin is Lav Sheshav Makol. Now, over here, typically when we use those words in a sentence, a mitzvah, Isra of Kayin, is not Shav Makol, we mean because it's Dafka for Kahanim and not for non Kahanim, not for Yisraelim. But over here, actually, we don't mean that, because first of all, the Isra of cutting off the corners of the beard applies even to non Kahanim. Maybe it's only a Lav, not that I say, but the Isra Lav certainly applies to non Kahanim as well. It is the Lav Shav Makol. Separate Pasuk, but it's Lav Shav Makol. But furthermore, Over here, what are we referring to? We're referring to the fact that the issur of cutting off the beard, the cornice of the beard, is the issur only for men, not for women. That's the issur of cutting over here. Malakay Chain, Lav Shishav Kol. It's not equal to all people. Why? It's only by males, not by females. Whereas Nazir, of course, applies to males and females. Says the Gemara, Nazir Makay Namal Yalav, Shkain Lav Shishav Kol. You can't learn out the din, Asay Zeh Chlesiv Asay, from this din of Mitzray, cutting off the corners of the beard. Even though it's a say, you can't learn out to all call to Arkula. I say, because the din of a Kohen is not Shavakal. Well, guess what? So, Lagabi Nazir also, you can't learn out to Nazir, because the din of Kohen was not Shavakal, whereas Nazir is, and therefore you can't learn out. Ask the Gemara, okay, Gulaman, Timukim, Hai Reshe, but Nazir, lovely Zikrai, but the one who uses the Pasuk of Reshe, that's talking about Nazir, it's teaching me, I say, by Reshe, what does he do with the word Ziknai? Now, the Bach takes out the next two lines. So we're going to go with the Bach's Gersa. To Tanya, I'm skipping two lines. So we can read the words inside quickly. But really, the reason why the Bach takes it out is because we're just repeating a brace that we just spoke out, and it doesn't add anything to the Shaka Vataya. It just chas it over. So Mabayle, L'chitanya, we need the word Ziknai for L'chitanya. I'm skipping to Tanya. We learned the brace. So Upasakim Legalech. Two lines later, Upasakim Legalech. The Pasuk says, The pass of the beards, he should not cut off. What does that teach me? Yachal af kilchum esprayim yichaya. So the man number who uses reishet by mitzvah teach me that a nazir has a din of giluach, even though he's over asay lesay of a nazir. He knows asay zech lesay asay by mitzvah, by case of nazir. What's he using the word ziknei for? A totally separate drasha with regard to the isser of cutting the beard. What's it? What's the drasha? Milut Rabaisa, Pasakim Leglechu, one should not cut off the corners of his beard, Yachal Afkilchem Esprayim Yechayev, I would think even with the scissors, one is Chayev. Tam Leimer, Leisashkas. It says Leisashkas means not to destroy. Cutting with the scissors doesn't destroy. It cuts it down, but it doesn't cut it to the base, it doesn't destroy the hair. Like a razor destroys the hair. Eli Sashkas, Yachal Lichtem Melakim Ritni Chayev. If you see Leisashkas, I would think if you use some sort of, you know, carpenter's plane or like a tweezer where you are destroying the hair, that's also going to be Chayev. Tam Leimer, Pasakim Leglechu. He used Leshav Giluach only. An apparatus, a kli, that's meant for giluach, for shaving, a meant that's used for shaving, like a razor, only that's included, using, let's say, a tweezers, even though you're talking about destroying it down to the base, or using this carpenter's plane, is not going to be a normal of giluach. Ain't a giluach sheish mashchasa. What's the case of giluach, of shaving the beard, that also has kind of this destructive element of destroying the hair from the base as well? Havem is atar. That's talking about atar, must be talking about atar. So we use the pasuk over there to teach me exactly what the issur of pasiknum is, the issur is dafka by a razor. It's no longer extra to teach me this din of asay, deicha, leisei vasei. By the way, this is the home base, or one of the home bases for the discussion about shavers, electric shavers. We're saying that only a razor is a problem because it does hashchasa to the hair, but it's also called the giluach. So it removes the hair all the way to the base, but it's like destroying it all the way back to the base, and it's also giluach, as opposed to tweezers, which is destroying it to the base, but it's not hashchasa, but it's not really a normal form of giluach of cutting. Or using a scissors doesn't go all the way to the base. So what if you're able to come up with a scissors that goes all the way to the base like a razor? What's going to be over there? That's going to be giluach, sheesh b'hashchasa, and therefore it should represent the problem. That is the big conversation with the electric shavers. Are they considered a destroying it to the base? Or do we say the shave is not really not as close as it is to the face? It's not as close as a shave with a razor. That's what the Velt seems to say. Not as close as a shave with a razor. And that's the big type of conversation. And maybe even within the various types of electric shavers, how they work. Do they lift up? Do they, if you let's say, push against the skin and lift up the hairs, at least that's what they advertise, you know, lift and cut, whatever the mechanism that they have. Is that considered that now you're shaving the hair down to beneath the skin because it was lifted up and you cut lower than the skin? Or do we say that since b'shas you're cutting it, it's pushing the skin down, the hair is exposed? That's not cold. Shaving it below the skin, even though it recesses back after you cut it, that is all part of the conversations legabe the shavers. Okay. Well, again, one of the basic kulas are that shaving is really like a scissor action in the sense that the blades either scissor with each other or scissor against the screen. There's a screen there, and they scissor against the screen. But the point is, the hair goes into the screen, and the blades can only cut that which is within the screen. And therefore, by definition, that would mean that it's not really cutting beneath the skin or doing hashchasa like a razor, that when you put the razor right against the face, we could kind of deep in, go into the skin. Over here, it can't really go into the skin because you have the screen there. That is a one of the clues. Okay. And it's acting more like a scissors than like a razor. Okay. Back to the first opinion, the first baraisa, who used the word reisha to teach me that asay of mitzayra cutting the hair is teicha, the leisay of cutting the payas. Simple. Lav greina. Lama the michtav reisha, lama the michtav ziknei. Why does he need a pasuk of reisha and ziknei? What the mar means to ask the mar to spot the question. Mashma mitri lav greida, who mashma mitri leisay vasay, hikuch shakal of yoreishneim. Essentially, what the Mar is asking is, the way the verse explained, the wording doesn't seem to say it so clearly, but the Mar is asking is, just say Ziknai. If Ziknai teaches me that the assay of Mitzrayim is Deichel, the Leisei, and the assay of the Kayan cutting off his corners of his beard, there's assay and Leisei there, just say Ziknai, and don't bother with Reisha. Reisha is only teaching me assay to Leisei. Ziknai is teaching me assay to Leisei and assay. So why not just focus on Ziknai and leave out Reisha? Answers the Gemara. Based on an idea, we already touched it before, that you cannot just say part of the drushas and not the others, because we can't learn out the drush of Ziknai by Kayin. Kayin can't be limited to everyone else, because Kayin has its own uniqueness, that it's what? It's not Shabbat Makal. It's an issue, it's only by males, not by females. Maybe there we say, Asay Dekhle Sey Vasey, and maybe B'chal Asay Dekhle Sey. But maybe an issue that Shabbat Makal, it's also to everyone. Maybe you want to say Asay Dekhle Sey, and therefore we need to spell Dafka Kayin, Dafka Nazir. Each one has their own. Coolest, we'll call it, and therefore you have to have the pasuk by both. Says Mark, Kayin Midas Le'elav, Kayin can't learn out from Nazir, why? Shekin Yeshev B'Sheila. Nazir is lenient in the sense that it has Sheila. Maybe I say Zech Le'esim B'Nazir, because Nazir can go to the Chacham and ask out of Nazir B'Chalal, since the whole Isser could be undone. That's why I say Zech Le'esim, maybe Kayin, where you can't just get out of the Isser of cutting the beard, maybe over there I say it's not Zech Le'esim, so you gotta speak out Kayin. And Nazir, Mekayin Le'elav, Nazir can't learn out from Kayin, Shekin Lav Sheshav B'Kol, because Kayin is Lav Sheshav B'Kol, because I said before, Kayin is only an Isser for males, not for females. And why can't you learn out from the two of them, the combination, to all over? The Gemara is bothered. Why can't they both be a source, at least to all over? The Asay is like, let's say, and Asay, even as let's say, Asay is pushed away by an Asay, pushed away both let's say and Asay, says the Gemara, should the Ikkel of Mifrach Kedamarn, because you guess the questions that we just mentioned, that again, Kayin has the kula of being Nacha Bakal, and Naz has the kula of Sheila. Of course, the Rishonim jump all over this and say, what do you mean? That's what the power of Tzadashav is. Put them both together and say that they both, Asay is Dech Le'esay, they each have their own kulas, but the common denominator is Asay is Dech Le'esay, and learn out to all of Torah. That is a big starker question in the Rishonim, and they come up with some sort of pircha on the Tzadashav, on both Kayin and Nazir. Okay, we have a couple minutes left. Let's just at least start the next Gemara. The idea, once we're on the topic of cutting off hair, bodily hair, we segue into the topic of Loi Yilbash, the Isser of a man not wearing the Begad of Isha, and the Mara is going to take it for granted that that applies not just to wearing Begad of Isha, but doing acts of grooming and tending to oneself like the way a woman would. Says the Amarav, Mikha Adam Kol Gufo Betar. A man can cut off all the hair in his body with a razor. And it's not an issue of Lady Yilbush. It's not an issue of behaving like a woman by removing all the hair of his body. That's, of course, the derech of Isha, to get rid of the bodily hairs. A man could do the same, and that would not be considered Loi Yilbush. Meisvev Raisa says exactly opposite Rav. Hamavi Beisa Shechi, a base everyone who cuts off a man who removes the hair from his armpits, or base ever from his private area. Hareza Yilika, he's ever Malkus. Pretty clear that he's over the love of Loi Yilbush for removing the hair in his body. Answers the Gemara, you're right. Habitar, Habmisparayim. The price that says there's an Isser in this Malkus is when he's using a razor. When you use a razor, Taka, that's like the act of a woman, and that's going to be Isser. When he uses just the scissors, that's fine. He's cutting the armpit here, the private area here, with the scissors, that's going to be okay. Ask more, but Rav's words were, Mekil Adam is called Gufay Bitar. Rav said with the razor, and Sli said it's Mutter. But you tell me razors when it's Isser, I have a Rav Nami, Bitar Kamar. Rav himself said, by using a razor, the Mer says, Nech. Rav meant like a razor, meaning even though you're cutting close to the skin, like a razor, that's permissible, but a vada, a razor itself, is asur. So coming out now to reconcile Rav with the Braisa, cutting off the bodily hair, one's bodily hair, anywhere in the body is asur if it's not anywhere. It's asur certainly in the armpit area, the private area, areas that are unique to women to groom. That's asur if you use a razor, but without using a razor, Rav's saying it's totally permissible. Amar b'chir, Amar b'chiran, he says outright, like the Braisa, one who gets rid of the hair in the armpit or the private area gets Malkus. Meisvei, we ask on him from another Braisa. Havarasher, the whole din of getting rid of hair in the body for a male is all rabbinic, not the Braisa. There should be Malkus B'chlal. Obviously, this Braisa is also steer of the Braisa before, but we're asking now as a Kasha Rabbi Yechanan, the answer we give to Rabbi Yechanan will answer the steer of the Braisa as well. The Braisa before says that a Braisa Leika for cutting off the hair in the armpit and the hair in the base area. But here we're saying that's only with the Braisa for him. My like, and I mean, the cover of this price says when Rabbi Yechon, I should say, when he said Leika, what did it mean Leika? It meant Midrabanan. My Leika Gamer means my Leika Nami Gamer means Midrabanan. That's what Rabbi Yechon meant when he said Rabbi Kiva Abba name Rabbi Yechon says that Leika means Midrabanan. And the first part of that, who I did, we would explain that in order to reconcile two Brises, the first Brise was saying a raise Leika Midrabanan because it's only Isterabanan, not Isteraisa. One more line. Ikadamri, some say top of Nutes Banalov. When he removes the hair from the armpit or from the private area, is taka leika mishumla yilbash kever simlasi. This is black and white. According to this version, we're saying that Rabbi Yechon was saying that there is a malchus. Midatayra pashas. He's quoting a pasuk to say it is a malchus for getting rid of the hair in the armpit or the hair in the private area. And he's quoting the pasuk of the chumash. Obviously, he means it's a raisa on that meisve havar share in a midrash seferim. We have a price that says only midrabanan. Who dama kaitana? According to this version, was saying it's takam machlekes tanoim. Rabbi Yechon starts with the tanoim says, "Tanya maver beishech beiserva hareza over mashum leyubash gever." Somebody here in the second brisa or the third brisa, we're quoting it black and white that the isra of getting rid of hair in the armpit area or the private area is takan isra minatayra of leyubash gever somebody. So we have machlekes basically in the brisas. Whether or not we're saying, and already the Amarav as well, whether we're saying the Isser of a male grooming himself, Matar, is it an Isser Dafka on? Is it Isser Darabanan, or is it even Isser Daraisa, real Malkus Daraisa? And Viter, we had a qualification from Rav, who said that it's Dafka when it's Matar, only when it's with a razor, without a razor, not a problem. Is that ultimately going to be the case? We'll see more about this in Rav tomorrow. Have a wonderful day.